Well, good Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Sean Patrick, and I am blessed to serve as the president of Finish Line Ministries International, and of course, very thankful to be a member at LifePoint Church and to have had the opportunity to share the message with you yesterday. As you know, we have been in a series called Alive, where we have been talking about the big idea that Jesus makes us new. And this past Sunday, we had the opportunity to examine the relationship between unity, service, and growth. And so to dive right in Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul starts off by challenging the believers in Ephesus to embrace unity. Literally, he asks the church to demonstrate with each other humility and peace and gentleness and patience. He goes on to ask them to bear with each other in love. Basically, Paul was asking the church to set aside their cultural differences. He was asking them to set aside their background and their upbringing, to set aside their economic differences, and instead choose to be unified by what I like to think of as the good things, the important things, to be unified by the things that they had in common because of their newfound faith in Jesus Christ. So for us as a church, it was good to look at this and be reminded that it takes work to pursue unity. It was good for us to have the mental and spiritual reminder that it requires deliberate and even at times extraordinary love to put up with each other within the family of faith. And the more we talked about it, the more it became obvious that it is really a selfless spirit or a selfless attitude that empowers unity between people. The idea that I might be willing to give up my agenda or my preferences for the sake of a common goal, unity. We also had the chance to look at, I think, a really wonderful and unique progression. And it goes like this: whereby selflessness can empower unity, unity has the potential to drive or encourage service. Service here at LifePoint and service within the broader context of the body of Christ everywhere. We talked about how it really is a natural thing that when you feel unified, when you feel knit together with others, you will go to work with the people around you for a common cause or a common goal. It becomes supernatural, or at least it has the potential to become supernatural when we choose to use our spiritual gifts and our natural gifting for God's eternal purposes. And again, so it was good for us as a church to look at Jesus as the giver of spiritual gifts that we can use, that we should use, that we should tap into in order to help execute God's plan. It was good for us to be reminded that all of us are called to serve, that we're all called to be equipped, to be ready, and to be willing to go make an impact in the lives of others. I think I made it clear yesterday. God wants all of us to be involved in personal ministry. I mean, the fact of the matter is that God has a plan and a purpose that requires us to use our gifts, our abilities, and our service to help carry it out. We talked about our church, LifePoint. LifePoint needs those of us who sit in the chairs to roll up our sleeves and serve. We talked about how the larger body of Christ around the world need us to get involved in world missions. And as I said, I love Pastor Dean's thought process that we should put our yes on the table and be willing to jump in and serve at a moment's notice. And lastly, we looked at how service and unity impacts growth. There's a reason God wants us to jump in. In fact, I think Paul is telling us that unity and gifting and service all have a purpose and a plan. And that purpose and plan, in part, is to help us spiritually mature, to help us get to that place where our attitudes and our actions look more like Jesus's, to help us be secure in our faith and to help us reach others with the gospel message of Jesus Christ. the Apostle Paul, just in closing, he knew what he was writing about. He wasn't a novice. He was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And the truth is this: there is nothing that we can't accomplish for the sake of Jesus if we follow the prescription of being selfless, finding unity, and jumping in serving. And as a result, we know this: we will grow individually in our faith, and the entire body of Christ will grow stronger too. Imagine the force we could be for the sake of the gospel. Allow me to pray for you. God, I take time today to pray that you would help each person listening to move about their day with these thoughts in mind. I pray that together we will choose selflessness and unity. I pray that together we will find a way to serve you here at LifePoint Church and around the world. And I pray that as a result, each of us will grow in our faith. Now, allow me to give you a few moments to pray silently. Well, once again, thank you for joining us on the Drivecast. I hope that you will see this week as an opportunity to grow in your relationship with Jesus, serve him, and make his name known to those around you. And I hope that you'll take the opportunity to join us again next time. Blessings to you. Have a great day.